Welcome back to The Takeaway. Todd Zwillick with you, filling in for John Hockenberry today. Well, it's never too early to get involved in politics, you know, but in a lot of places, it can be too early to get elected, that's for sure. My next guest is young, but he's already had a hand in shaping state legislation in his home state of Georgia. He's executive director of Young Georgians in Government. And C.J. Pearson is pushing Georgia lawmakers to lower the minimum age to run for a seat in Georgia's House of Representatives. Hi, C.J.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm good, thanks. How old? Tell me.
I'm 12 years old.
You're 12. Okay. C.J., first of all, you have to be 21 right now to run for the state house in Georgia, right?
Yes, you do.
And 25 to run for the state senate. Why do you want to lower those ages?
Well, personally, I strongly believe that, you know, if you're old enough to die for your country, pay taxes, and vote, then you should be given the opportunity to represent your community in the Georgia legislature. I believe that there are many capable young people across the entire state of Georgia that are ready to take that active step in leading in their government. And it's time that the lawmakers across the entire state give them the opportunity, because it's our future that they're dealing with right now. So why not give us the opportunity to preserve our own future and fight for the solutions that we believe that would solve the many issues facing our state and our country.
So you want to lower the age of running in Georgia to 18 for both the House and the Senate?
We want to lower it for the state House to the age of 18 and for state Senate to the age of 21.
Now, in West Virginia, Sarah Blair got elected to the state legislature at age 18. She must have been an inspiration to you.
You know, definitely, you know, she was actually trending on Twitter. That's how I heard of her. And, you know, I saw that, you know, she's 18. She became the youngest state lawmaker in the entire country. I was really inspired. You know, I'm 12 years old. You know, I definitely do have political aspirations. And so that being said, I looked at our state constitution and I just thought, okay, if history can be made over in West Virginia, then it can definitely be made here in Georgia. Why can't you represent your constituents and why can't you represent the people of Georgia? And I think that's a question that, you know, that many lawmakers are going to be faced at. Answer. This upcoming session.
A lot of people are going to be answering that question because you have pushed many of them to get your initiative into the legislature. But, you know, CJ, you hit on a question that a political reporter like me was coming around to, and I'm glad you brought it up. You said you have political aspirations of your own. And whenever anyone starts tinkering with a state constitution or with election rules, we political reporters wonder if they're not doing this to benefit themselves. Now, you have political aspirations, and it sounds to me like you want to try to get in there as fast as possible yourself.
Well, you know, I'm 12 years old, okay? If this does pass the legislature, it's going to be a constitutional amendment on the ballot in 2016. That's going to be in 2 years. I'm going to be 14. If that does pass in 2016 on the ballot, I still have to wait 4 more years. It's really no rush for me. You know, the Georgia Teen Republicans and, you know, the high school Democrats are heavily involved in politics, and they have the capabilities to lead. We just need to give them the opportunities.
Oh, well said. Well said. You're training already. Constitutional amendment, CJ, in the state of Georgia, what do you need to be successful?
You need 2/3 of support from each chamber of the legislature, and you need to pass with 50% of the people have to agree with the referendum on the ballot. And if they vote for it and it has more than 50% report, it becomes part of the law.
Before I let you go, CJ, you know, let's get practical. If I were a Republican, I might look at your bill and say, you know, I'm for it, but young people, young voters tend to skew Democratic. If I sponsor this, a lot of young people might want to come out and vote for a younger candidate. That doesn't necessarily help Republicans, at least on average. So I don't know. It's not necessarily in our interest. That's just real.
Well, you know, here's the thing. You know, let's get practical. We like being empowered. And if a Republican state senator or state representative give us the opportunity to be empowered by our government and give us the right to run, then we're going to take it and we're going to remember that. But it really doesn't matter what the party affiliation is. It's more about empowering young people to take a more active role in their government.
C.J. Pearson is on his way to Atlanta with a constitutional amendment in Georgia to lower the age of membership in the House to 18 and the Senate to 21. C.J. is executive director of Young Georgians in Government. C.J., thanks so much.
Thank you.